Good morning to you all here this morning. I greet you in the name of Jesus. This is Wilma Cawthon speaking again this morning with the devotional 484-919-8850. I'd like to look at the verse here this morning in 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. It is our Father's will that we walk in love. Now, when we say it is our Father's will for us to walk in love, I believe He has a lot of different things in mind. We can walk in love in many different ways. We can go through our day in love in so many different ways. But what hinders us from being in the love of our Father, God is love. And to walk in God, to walk in our Heavenly Father, to be in His presence, to be in His light, to be in His life, to walk in His freedom today, what does this look like? That means that we are walking in Him, through Him, and for Him. It says, perfect love casteth out fear. Do we find ourselves in fear today? Are we finding ourselves with fear creeping up in our heart? It says, perfect love casteth out fear. And there are times in our lives that fear creeps up in our heart, and there's really nothing that we can do about it except to cry out to that perfect love, and which is our Father, and just ask Him to remove that fear from our heart, to have it cast out, to have this fear that blocks us from that perfect love, to cry out to that perfect love and have that fear cast out of our hearts is so important. Why? Because fear has torment. To walk through today with fear in our hearts is not good. But it is good to walk within that perfect love. It says, he that feareth is not made perfect in love. It's interesting how it's worded here. It says, perfect love casteth out fear. And then it also says, it's not made perfect in love. That the one that walks in fear is not made perfect in love. So in order for us to walk, to be made perfect in that love, we need to cry out and seek that perfect love to deliver us from fear. Sometimes we need to just choose to trust in Him rather than fearing. But there are also times in our lives when we really need to come to this perfect love and ask this perfect love to cast out this fear. This perfect love being our Father, our Heavenly Father. In 2 Timothy 1:7, I'd like to close with this verse. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. If we're not walking in this, if we're not walking in power, and we're not walking in love, and not walking in a sound mind, then let us have the spirit of fear cast out so that we can and will and do walk in power and in love and in a sound mind. Dear Father, we come to you here this morning. We come before you and we ask, Father, the perfect love, to cast out all fear, the spirit of fear, out from our lives and fill us with your power and love and give us a sound mind for today as we continue to walk in you, through you, and for you. Amen.